Welcome in Ted Glover, the editor of DailyNorseman.com, SB Nation's home for the Vikings. Ted, let's just start off real basic, man. What does this win mean for the franchise?
Hey, Lewis, I'll tell you what, it means a lot in terms of early season. You know, you're 2-0, and that's really big. You've got a divisional win over the Packers, but still, that doesn't make a season. Still 14 games to go. They've got some issues going forward, it looks like, with Adrian Peterson and the offensive line and some other things. But it was a very good win, a very good team win for the Vikings.
Yeah, and christening that new stadium with a W, what they paid for Bradford for him to deliver in his first start, I'm sure those are sort of feel-good things for the fan base and for the front office, for ownership and whatnot. But even at 2-0, how concerning is it that they can't run the football?
Very concerning. And now that, you know, it looks like Adrian Peterson has some sort of knee injury, really don't know the extent of that. There's kind of mixed reports from reporters that were in the locker room. You know, looked like he walked out on crutches, but now they're saying doesn't have a whole lot of swelling. He can extend his leg, so maybe it's not an ACL tear. But either way, before that happened, still for the second week in a row, Adrian Peterson had absolutely no running lanes. The Vikings' offensive line was getting dominated by the Packers' defensive line, and that is something that cannot continue for another 14 games. The Vikings simply are not going to be a playoff team. It just can't continue.
How'd you feel Sam Bradford played tonight?
I thought Sam played way better than I thought. I mean, for a guy that just has been in this offense for 2 weeks, to come out and throw for 286 yards and two touchdowns, no interceptions, when you add to the fact how much pressure he was under for the entire game, and the balls he threw were just right on the money all night, and they were put in spots that only the Vikings receivers could get. He didn't make a bad throw. He didn't make a bad decision. If this Sam Bradford is the type of guy we can get week in and week out, you know, the Vikings are going to need to straighten out their running game, but it's going to be a very, I want to say, exciting offense, dynamic even, because Bradford and Stephon Diggs have got a connection that I didn't think would be possible in such a short period of time, but there it is. They were just on the money all night long.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know who Stephon Diggs was because he wasn't a first-round pick, and Maryland wasn't exactly a great program when he was there. But tonight, certainly on national television, is convincing a lot of people to start paying attention to him. But you've seen more of him. What makes him so explosive?
His maturity, and it's not only his maturity, but his ability at route running this early in his career. I mean, he is an excellent route runner. Most guys that come into the league, you watch them and they need work on one or two more or several routes that they have to run in the route tree. And he is just where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. He does a very good job at getting open and shaking his defender. And then his hands are exceptional. He does not seem to drop a football. I mean, you saw a couple throws tonight that you look like we're going to be overthrows, especially that one, I think it was 45 or 46 yard bomb that he caught from Bradford, and he just stretched out, got it, and came down with the ball. I mean, the guy has he's the complete package, and which is really unusual for a receiver that young early in his career.
Ted Glover joining us right now, editor of DailyNorseman.com, SB Nation's home for Minnesota Vikings content. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is Night Moves SB Nation Radio. Ted, moving forward, I mean, obviously the success or failure of the Sam Bradford tenure in Minnesota is not going to be evaluated tonight. But in terms of following up on this momentum, like, what do you need to see moving forward?
From Bradford or from the Vikings as a whole?
Well, I guess those are both hand in hand, right? I mean, if your quarterback throws 286 yards and doesn't get turned over, you're going to win most of those games with the defense they have, right?
Yeah, I would like to think so. You know, they've got a tough couple of games coming up. They've got, you know, they got to go to Carolina, then they've got the Giants at home. So it's not like the schedule's going to get any easier. I'd like to see, for moving forward, to get the running game figured out, because I don't think, as good as and as good as Bradford's performance was tonight, I don't know that 286 yards a week is realistic for Sam Bradford, or really for many quarterbacks in the NFL. So they've got to find some sort of offensive balance, because the Vikings defense is at a championship caliber level, I think. You saw that tonight, and they harassed Aaron Rodgers all night long, and the only really effective play the Packers had was defensive pass interference. I mean, that was the only consistent thing that got the Packers down the field all night. Yet, it was still a close game at the end, because the Vikings offense could not consistently move the ball on the ground. And then, you know, when the few passes that Bradford threw didn't connect, you know, now you're looking at a second and long, third and long, along with the offensive line protection issues. I mean, those are the things that are still concerning, and it's things that they need to get fixed if the Vikings are going to keep moving forward and keep pace with the Packers and stay ahead in the NFC North.
That was one of my perceptions of the game as well, that this Viking defense, it's not getting the same pub right now that the Broncos defense is, but it certainly looks top five to me in terms of overall defenses across the NFL, and they were able to sack Aaron Rodgers five times. And I mean, he's one of the most slippery mobile quarterbacks in the entire NFL. I mean, that guy seems to be a master of running to the right, running to the left, throwing on the run, getting out of bounds when he needs to. I mean, that's a hell of a feat. I mean, I wonder when the last time Rodgers was sacked five times in the last game. I mean, that really seems like a big time performance. But in terms of the running game, let's say that the next two games, no matter what, they're probably not going to have AP available. You know, who's going to be getting those touches?
Jerick McKinnon is probably going to be the number one guy, with Matt Asiata as his primary backup. And they played, if you go back to 2014 when Adrian Peterson was suspended for the child endangerment, child abuse issue that he had for most of the season, McKinnon, who was a rookie then, and Asiata played pretty well. The Vikings running game, look, it wasn't what it was with Adrian Peterson and his record-setting performance in 2012 and another follow-up really good season in 2013. But it was a top half of the NFL rushing attack. I think they might actually put up better numbers, simply for the fact now that without Adrian Peterson, defenses won't have to worry about stopping him, and they won't worry about dropping 7, 8, 9 guys down in the box, which might actually give the Vikings a little bit more balance on offense, because they might find some more running room, and that might actually help take some pressure off Bradford and the passing game, and vice versa. You know, Bradford, if he can throw the ball and keep throwing it effectively, might open up some more of the running lanes for McKinnon and Asiata. So it's not an ideal situation, I understand that, but it looks like with Peterson gone for a couple weeks, the Vikings are going to have a different look with the running game, and that's not necessarily, at least for the short term, I don't think that's necessarily going to be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of work to do, though, for the offensive line, as you touched on. Once again, guys, he is Ted Glover. You can read his work at dailynorseman.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Purple Buckeye. Purple Buckeye, Ted. Sounds like you had a good weekend.
I sure did.
Yeah, with the W over Oklahoma.
Can't complain at all.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Ted, hey, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you soon. This Vikings are a very interesting team, no doubt. Thanks, man.